Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and in studio, one of my dearest friends, Mr. Randy Peters, who is the producer of the Manati Amal and the Night Visitors. That's going to be presented December 14th, 15th, and 16th with 7 p.m. performances at the First Congregational United Church of Christ at 46th and Hamilton here in Sioux City. Before we talk about the production, Randy, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
It's always great to see
you. Always a pleasure to see you.
How did this, what was the catalyst for the production?
Well, I have always loved Amal. I just think it's a fabulous story. The music is incredible. And I think it's very accessible. So in my former job, I was always wanting to produce this, and it just never happened. So I thought now's a good time to try it. And the church is a beautiful place at United Church of Christ, First Congregational, and it's an excellent place for a show like Amal. It'll be held right in the sanctuary. And so that really was my catalyst for doing it. I think the costumes are beautiful. I think the singing is great and the story is cool. So that's what led us to doing that production.
And Pastor Ryan Baum at First Congregational United Church of Christ is a very progressive-minded young man, and I'm sure that this was a no-brainer when you approached him about doing the production there.
Yeah, and at First Congregational, you know, we really love to reach out to the community. We do a lot of things for the community, and this was a really great opportunity for us to show off our church and show people what First Congregational is all about. And Ryan is just the greatest guy, and his wife Molly and their kids, and the congregation is full of wonderful people that are really fun to work with. So they all jumped on board, and they're helping do sets and costumes and props, and the shepherds are made up of not just our congregational members, but people from the community have joined us for that. So it's really a full community production for the church.
And you're probably too young to remember, but this was a fixture of my Christmas as a young girl growing up in a small town. I would wait for that presentation on NBC on Christmas Eve, and it premiered in 1951. Actually, I wasn't born yet, but it years to come, it became a great tradition.
Oh, yeah. They played it all the time, every Christmas.
And we're going to hear the actual commissioned recording of the entire production of Amal and the Night Visitors. But we have a few more questions for Randy. I'm curious as to who are some of the cast members that we're going to be hearing from. I know that you've been cast as my favorite king, Caspar.
Yes, I get to play Caspar, which is a wonderful role and beautiful music. And the other kings are rounded out by Greg Gregerson, who's playing King Melchior, who's also a fabulous singer and wonderful to work with. And Stephen Lundberg is also going to be playing King Balthasar, and also wonderful. The three of us are having a ball doing it. We have a page, which is done by Dan Patterson. And we don't see a lot from Dan in the performance world, but we see his wife all the time. She plays with a symphony, and it's Ellen and May Patterson, and she's just wonderful. She will also be in the orchestra because we're having live instruments for this production as well. And our Amal is played by Nathan Cottrell, who's a East High student, but has the most beautiful soprano, tenor, boy soprano kind of voice, and it is absolutely beautiful. And we couldn't have a better mother. Ellen Osborne has the most beautiful soprano voice. And I had her in one of my productions at the college I did when we did Cats, and she was phenomenal. And so she's going to be playing our mother, and she's excellent.
I remember the Sioux City Symphony. It's been a number of years since I saw Amal stage in this community. What is your hope for the future? This is first time you've done the production here in Sioux City. I would hope we might see it done more frequently.
Well, our hope, certainly at the church, and my hope would be to do this annually. I think Sioux City is missing something that happens every single Christmas, becomes a little bit of a tradition, be a different cast every Christmas. It doesn't have to be the same group, but it's going to be the same story. And I can see that happening with our church because we do so many great musical things and performance things that we would just continue to do some productions at church. And this would be one of our annual events.
And this is in English, so people will not have to struggle with language barriers. It is only about 47, 48, 49 minutes in length.
Right.
It's in one act. It is so accessible, as you said earlier. And we really want families to come and enjoy this Christmas tradition and learn a little bit about classical music and the fully staged version with the costumes and the music. And it's such a great opportunity.
It is a wonderful opportunity. And because we haven't seen it in Sioux City in a very long time, I encourage you all to come out and see the show because it's so accessible. People get scared when you say the word opera, but it's in English. It's, like you said, less than an hour long, and it is the most beautiful music. It's just beautiful.
Can you tell us a little bit about this storyline for those who don't know what that is?
Sure. It's kind of the Gift of the Magi sort of story. So the three kings and their page are traveling to go see, following the star, and they stop off at a very poor village, and they knock on a house, and a widow and her son who has an affliction, and they spend the night with that family, and the shepherds bring their treasures, and then there's a miracle that happens there in that house, and then it follows the rest of the story. The kings take the little boy with them to go see baby Jesus, and it's just a beautiful Christmas story.
And the most amazing music and melodies.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And this, again, will be December 14th, 15th, and 16th, so there will be a total of three performances.
Yep, there'll be three performances.
At 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And ticket information, Randy?
Yeah, you can get the information at First Congregational United Church of Christ website, or Facebook. You can Facebook them. And then you can also just call the church, and they will have tickets for you there. The tickets are $12, and all proceeds from this go to support the mission of our church, which is very community-based, and we invite you all to come see how wonderful First Congregational United Church of Christ is in Sioux City, and we would love to have you see our production.
Well, with the time remaining on Opus today, we're going to, I pulled out from the CD library here at Siouxland Public Media, the original cast recording of the NBC telecast, which I referenced early, which premiered on Christmas Eve 1951. So we will now hear the original recording. Thomas Shippers conducts, soloists and orchestra for the opera in one act, Giancarlo Minotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors.
Thank you. Mother.
Hurry in, it's time to go to bed.
But Mother, let me stay a little longer.
The wind is cold.
But my cloak is warm. Let me stay a little longer.
The night is dark.
But the sky is light. Let me stay a little longer.
I will sleep.
But the moon hasn't risen yet. Let me stay a little longer. Very well. And see, there has never been such a sky. Damp clouds have shined it, and soft winds have swept it, as if to make it ready for a king's ball. All its light is lit, all its torches are burning, and its dark floor is shining.
Begging. knocking at the door. Surprising.
The kings are three, and one of them is black.
Oh, what shall I do with this boy? If you were stronger, I'd like to whip you.
I knew it.
I'm going to the door myself, and then, young man, you'll have to reckon with me.
Did I tell you?
Shh. Noble sire,
may we rest a while in your house and warm ourselves by your fireplace.
I am a poor widow. A cold fireplace and a bed of straw is all I have to offer you. To these you are welcome.
What did she say?
That we are welcome.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, come in.
Thank you. little while. We must not lose sight of our star.
Our star?
What did I tell you?
Shh. We still have a long way to go.
I shall be right back. And Amal, don't be a nuisance.
No, Mother. Are you a real king?
Yes.
Have you regal blood?
Yes.
Can I see it?
It is just like yours.
What's the use of having it then?
No use.
Where is your home?
I live in a black marble palace full of black panthers and white doves. And you, little boy, what do you do?
I was a shepherd. I had a flock of sheep. But my mother sold them. Now there are no sheep left. I had a black goat who gave me warm, sweet milk. But she died of old age. Now there is no goat left. But Mother says that now we shall both go begging from door to door. Won't it be fun?
It has its points.
Are you a real king too?
Eh?
Are you a real king too?
Oh, truly, 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 yes, I am a real king. Am I not?
Yes, Casper.
What is that?
Eh?
What is that?
A parrot.
Does it talk?
Eh?
Does it talk?
How do I know?
Does it bite?
Eh?
Does it bite?
Yes.
And what is this?
This is my box. This is my box. I never travel without my box. In the first drawer I keep my magic stones. One carnelian against all evil and envy. One moonstone to make you sleep. One red coral to heal your wounds. One lapis lazuli against wart and fever. One small jasper to help you find water. One small topaz to soothe your eyes. One red ruby to protect you from lightning. This is my box. This is my box. I never travel without my box. In the second drawer I keep all my beads. Oh, how I love to play with beads. All kinds of beads. This is my box. This is my box. I never travel without my box. In the third drawer. In the third drawer. Oh, little boy, oh, little boy, in the third drawer I keep. Licorice, licorice, black sweet licorice, black sweet licorice. Have some.
Amal, I told you not to be a nuisance.
But it isn't my fault. They kept asking me questions.
I want you to go and call the other shepherds. Tell them about our visitors and ask them to bring whatever they have in the house, as we have nothing to offer them. Hurry on.
Yes, Mother.
Things and all that gold.
These are the gifts to the child.
The child? Which child?
We don't know, but the star will guide us to him.
But perhaps I know him.
Seen a child the color of wheat or
Thank you kindly, thank you, thank you, thank you kindly.
Citrons and lemons
you, thank you.
Take me in, you are welcome. Take me in, you are welcome too.
Now won't you dance for them?
Don't be bashful, silly girl.
Don't be bashful, silly boy.
They won't eat you.
We have little time for sleep and a long journey ahead.
Good night, my good kings. Good night and farewell. What is this hotel? My door is inside. Good night.
Amongst your magic stones, is there one that could cure a crippled boy?
Eh?
Never mind. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. The night is
child.
Let us leave, my friends.
Oh, no. Wait. Take back your gold. For such a king I've waited all my life. And if I weren't so poor, I would send a gift of my own to such a child.
But, Mother, let me send him my crutch. Who knows, he may need one. And this I made myself.
But that you can't, you can't!
I walk, Mother.
He walks. He walks. He walks.
Yeah.
Son of God.
Oh, blessed child, may I touch you? Oh, blessed child, may I touch you?
Oh, blessed child, may I touch you?
Oh, blessed child, may I touch you?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to let you touch me.
Amal?
All right, but just once. Now, Mother, I can fight, I can work, I can play. Oh, Mother, let me go with the kings. I want to take the crutch to the child myself.
Yes, good woman, let him come with us.
We'll take good care of him.
We'll bring him back on a camel's back.
Do you really want to go?
Yes, Mother.
Are you sure, sure, sure?
I'm sure.
Yes, I think you should go and bring thanks to the child yourself.
Are you sure, sure, sure?
Go on, get ready.
What did she say?
She said he can go.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely!
Ask her.
What to do with your crutch?
You can tie it to my back.
Don't forget to wear your hat.
I shall always wear my hat.
So, my darling, goodbye.
So, my darling, goodbye.
I shall miss you very much, very much. Wash your knees.
Yes, I promise.
Don't tell lies.
No, I promise.
We've been listening to the opera in one act, Words and Music by John Carlo Minotti, first performed on Christmas Eve 1951 by the NBC Television Theater. The cast in this recording included Amal, played by boy soprano Chet Allen, his mother, Rosemary Coleman, mezzo-soprano, the Three Kings, Caspar, Andrew McKinley, tenor, Melchior, David Aiken, baritone, and Balthazar, played by Leon Lischner, baritone. The Page, played by Frank Monacino, baritone. The Chorus of Shepherds and Villagers, Orchestra and Chorus, all conducted by Thomas Shippers. The recording of this took place on January 4th and 10th, 1952, in New York, under the personal direction of Giancarlo Minotti. And you can enjoy a local performance of Amahl and the Night Visitors coming up on December 14th, 15th, and 16th, all performances at 7 p.m. to take place at First Congregational United Church of Christ, located at 46th and Hamilton Streets in Sioux City. Tickets are available through the church's website or through their office. Tickets are $12, can also be purchased at the door during the performances on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. The producer of Minotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors is Randy Peters of Sioux City. And I'm Gretchen Gondek, thanking you very much for joining us today for Opus on Siouxland Public Media. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT, Sioux City 90.3, and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.